Yeah, good morning, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Salvo Sleep Out, it's happening again this Thursday, and it's all about helping our homeless in our community, isn't it?
It is. It's a great event that gives us the opportunity to get together, to listen to the lived experience of people that may have been experiencing homelessness, and to do something practical to support programs, particularly the Street to Home program, that assists people that are on the streets and in the parks so that they can get into the services they need.
It's unfortunate, but it is a growing problem, isn't it?
It is. One of the things about this week is it's Census Week, and so we're actually going to get the chance for the first time in about 5 years to get some sort of clear picture of how much that problem has grown. But we're aware that, you know, the public housing list, the waiting list continues to grow. We're aware that the wait times are long, and we're aware that there's a percentage of those people that are on the streets and are in the parks and are in cars and need help.
And it's not just reserved for those in big city areas, Hobart, Launceston and the like. We do have a problem here on the northwest coast.
Absolutely. In Tassie, we can quantify it a little bit. We know that about half the people that are street present are in the south around Hobart, and so that sometimes gets a bit of a focus because that's where there is a lot of it. However, you're right, it is spread across the state. The northwest has its own issues that come from being part of the gateway to the state and also being remote, where people might choose to go up there for a whole range of reasons. And that's why the Salvation Army has been able to partner and set up safe spaces in Burnie, provide support services and emergency relief in Devonport, Ulverston and Burnie, and also provide assertive outreach up there to help people who may be experiencing homelessness. The point of difference for us is that we don't focus on CEOs. We want it to be something that anyone can experience and can participate in with family and friends. We've got a few hubs where people do it, and they're down south at the moment. But people can do it online. They can sign up as a sleeper and fundraise online and sleep out in their backyard or in their car or wherever they're able to, and get people to sponsor them. And so it's open to the whole state, and we get participants from every walk of life, from school students through to seniors.
What, over 116,500 people will be homeless in Australia, which is terrible, isn't it? That's terrible stats. And what happens if we bring that back to Tasmania at the moment? It's getting worse and affects people across all age groups. It's not just one particular age group.
Well, exactly. When we last did the figures, so 5 years ago at the census, we knew there were 1,600 people that were experiencing homelessness. We know that that includes a whole range of people, as you say, from across every age group and every demographic. One of the fastest growing demographics on the street, sadly, is women over 50 who have not had the opportunity to have the same savings or may be at higher risk due to family violence. We know that young people are on the street quite often because of family violence, particularly gay and lesbian young people are at higher risk. So there's a whole range of people that experience homelessness, and the sad reality is anybody could end up in that experience. I remember once someone saying to me that they're only two paychecks away from homelessness. And with what we have come to know as, you know, rent fear, the fact that rents keep going up, the fact that housing affordability in Tasmania is becoming worse, it just brings it home to people because they know the risk that's involved, and they know that anyone could end up homeless. And so having mechanisms in place to help them, having programs like the Street to Home program, and other Salvation Army programs means that we can do something practical about it.
Varied causes, including a lack of affordable housing, family breakdowns, domestic violence, as you just mentioned there, loss of employment, mental health issues, substance abuse and the like. And, of course, we've got the situation with COVID in the last 18 months thrown in for good measure as well. So it's all compounded, isn't it?
It is all compounded. COVID may have saved a few people in some respects because we had tenancy protections and we had JobKeeper and JobSeeker supplements. That actually meant that last year wasn't the worst year. But now a lot of those supplements are gone, rental protections are gone, and we're still dealing with a lack. What is in Tasmania especially, very much a lack of supply. The easiest way to fix homelessness is to provide housing.
That's one for our politicians. Hopefully they can get amongst that, and we don't have to couch surf for living in overcrowded conditions due to the lack of housing options.
Exactly. So, and once people are housed, then you can start to deal with other things. It's very hard.
Domino effect.
It is. It's hard to deal with employment, and it's hard to deal with health. when both of those things are made more difficult by being on the streets.
And here on the northwest coast, how can we be a part of the Salvo Sleep Out on Thursday?
The best way to get involved is go to the website. So you can just search Salvo Sleep Out or go to the website directly, salvosleepout.salvationarmy.org.au. You can sign up as a sleeper and fundraise yourself, or you can support a sleeper. You might see a community leader or a politician or a friend on there, and you can contribute a donation to their page.
Pop into your local Salvation Army in the northwest coast. Brad Watson, I really appreciate your time this morning on 7B Breakfast to tell us all about it, and let's see if we can help out and get those numbers down.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.